Salary. Laborers should not be forced to accept small remuneration because there is a lack of money in the treasury. Instead of bringing the expense of the work down to a low figure, it is your duty to bring the minds of the people to understand that the laborer is worthy of his hire.
The churches need to be impressed with the fact that it is their duty to deal honestly with the cause of God, not allowing the guilt to the worst kind of robbery to rest upon them, that of robbing God in tithes and offerings.
When settlements are made with the laborers in his cause, they should not be forced to accept small remuneration because there is a lack of money in the treasury. Many have been defrauded of their just dues in this way, and it is just as criminal in the sight of God as for one to keep back the wages of those who are employed in any other regular business.
Inadequate wages demonstrate disrespect for ministers. When their accounts are audited, if selfish men shall, with voice or stroke of pen, limit the worker and his wages, they discourage and depress him.
Every minister must have a salvage compensation to work upon, that he may have something with which to lead out in good enterprises, pushing the work with zeal. He tells us, "Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treateth out the corn." This is a figure of those who work under the eye of God to advance his cause in lifting the minds of men from the contemplation of earthly things to heaven. These God loves, and he would have men respect their rights.